Hey everybody, welcome to episode number 30 of Sports MacGuffins. We have made it to a number that doesn't matter. So, I'm Nick, cool. And this week I'm joined by Daryl.
Ah, yes, you are.
And I'm also joined by Corey. He's back!
I'm here. I will be here intermittently. And random times and random episodes, because having a child is difficult.
So we're recording.
Hope everyone knows that.
Yes, yes. So we're recording this episode on Tuesday night, and if you're watching this live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Schwarzenegger, we're going to be playing some Rocket League while we do this, because I came in and I was like, do you want to do the show? Do you want to play video games? Do you want to do both? And Corey's like, I don't have time for that bullshit individual stuff. Like, we got a double book.
Multitask, bro.
Yeah.
I got a multitask, otherwise I don't get to do things, so.
Exactly. So now.
And she's sleeping right now, so I have time.
Oh, you also got to be careful, though. You can't be too loud. All right. So,
no, when have we ever gotten loud playing Rocket League?
It's never happened.
Never, ever. Oh, you missed it. So, we were playing this game. So, we're playing Rocket League on the stream. So, don't mind us if we occasionally blank out on discussion or just start to go. So, the game
this
is just
makes
started.
For a good podcast, let me tell you.
Yeah. Well, shout out to Carl. In the comment
quality podcasting when you have idiots just screaming.
Right. So tonight we're going to be talking about the tournament, which features the final four now, who we are now aware of. Let's start with that, because we do have stuff to get to as well. The AAF is no more, which is sad. And
that is kind of sad.
The NBA.
Sad for all those players, I guess.
The NBA is coming to a close. The MLB is back. Baseball's back, which is great because it's
That's not fun. Baseball sucks.
Oh, hold on. I'm thinking of a nice way to put it. Baseball is the nice background stuff that you put on, right?
Okay. If you say so.
Oh, no. God bless America.
So yeah, that's I like, and I love baseball, but it's too long of a season. It's a long game, and it's great if you just want to kind of relax your nerves for about 4 to 6 hours.
It takes way too long.
Oh man, Nick, I was watching the Longhorn baseball team.
Yeah,
and the first inning took half an hour.
Oh Jesus. That's pain. That's why baseball's awful.
Their pitcher had like 40 pitches.
They don't have timing. Oh,
and I have.
So
I
kept walking people.
Yeah. Oh,
that's awful, bro.
College baseball. I think there are more. I don't know how to put this. There are a lot of diehards for certain college baseball teams. More so, like there's more fans of like. MLB teams overall, but there are more diehard college baseball fans.
Yeah, okay.
Like, those people are out of their minds. Oh, that's bad. Okay, that's
good. My dad is currently at a Tuesday night game, drove all the way from San Antonio to watch the Longhorns get waffle stomped by the Aggies.
Speaking of getting waffle stomped.
Yeah, boy.
Game we're playing right now, it's 3-0. But I'm trying to remember what the hell.
Oh, yeah. You know what other thing is happening now again?
What's that?
Second race of the season just happened. It was F1 racing. I started watching F1. It's kind of kind of cool. I watched a documentary on Netflix called F1 Drive to Survive, and it made... this is what I do with my free time when you can't really leave the living room because there's a baby there. you watch a lot of TV, and... and Holly seemed to enjoy it, so I was like, cool, we're going to watch these races now. So F1's pretty interesting, I'll say. It's really weird just because it's so unbalanced, because just whoever, spends the most money kind of has a better car.
Oh, it sounds like how baseball works. Whoever spends more money.
Yeah, so if you spend more money, generally you have a better car, and then you're just better. Like Mercedes and Ferrari just spend way more money than everyone else, and their cars are just generally better.
Well...
It's entertaining, though. I really enjoy it. I've heard
that F1 racing is far more enjoyable than NASCAR. But
100%. Because they actually drive on like street tracks and stuff. It's way more entertaining because they actually make turns,
I have never heard that from a redneck, though, so I cannot confirm or deny.
I mean, only I heard that from Dirty, from Dirty's, you know, soccer scarf wearing hipster.
Foreigners.
Yeah.
There's an F1 track in Austin, Texas that we live really close. Actually, Nick Relief lives really close to it, actually.
There are 24-hour races? Why are we talking about this shit? This is not how you lead a show.
Le Mans is a 24-hour. It's like a marathon race.
When do you poop?
I mean, I think they trade out drivers at some point, but... Or something to that effect. You get,
I'm here to ask the hard-hitting questions.
You get a break or something. You literally can't sit in a car for 24 hours.
You could.
I mean, I don't know how I know it exists. I just don't know how it works.
They should wear, like, spacesuits.
Like, I think the good thing about F1 is, like, it's, like, 60 laps or, like, a couple mile courses or something. And it lasts, like, an hour and a half, and it's pretty sweet. It's over. It's good stuff. I don't like NASCAR because they have to race like 500 fucking laps and it's boring as shit.
NASCAR is really boring. The only thing,
because they just go in a fucking circle. It's boring.
I dated a girl who loved NASCAR.
Why?
Her dad loved NASCAR.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, I bet you neither one of you watch F1 racing or have ever probably watched F1 racing, right? Do you know? You probably know who Lewis Hamilton is.
Sure.
F1 driver.
He was.
You've heard of him?
Yeah, he.
I have now.
Have you heard of any F1 driver? I have heard of Lewis Hamilton,
I mean,
just
like,
in sports in general.
A couple of them, but I couldn't. None that I could like name for you.
Did Danica Patrick race 411 or whatever you're talking about?
No.
Was she Formula One or one of the other? Formula One, yeah.
Or was she IndyCar or whatever?
She was IndyCar, and then.
I don't think she was ever in Formula One.
That little butt munch.
I actually don't know the answer to that.
I'd not say that about Danica Patrick.
I literally just started watching. I have watching F1 this year.
I have nothing against Danica Patrick.
But it's really interesting. So I'm going to continue to watch it, and I would recommend you guys maybe try it out. It's pretty cool. It's on ESPN on the weekends.
All right, we gotta push this.
Well, now that there's no college basketball,
it's on at really stupid times because you know it's in weird. It's in like random countries.
Weird countries. No,
random countries, right. Not weird. Well, I mean, this one was in Bahrain. The last race was in Bahrain. I don't know what the fuck that is. So
it's in the Middle East.
Yeah, so
off of the Arabian Peninsula.
The first race was in Australia.
Australia. All right, we got to stop talking.
Australian Grand Prix. Anyways,
let's talk about an actual sport that people.
I want you to know that F1's really cool, all right? And Mercedes dominates.
I'm sure we're being fascinating to our overseas audience, but no one in the US gives a shit about this right now.
I mean, okay. Well, fuck you then.
Well, no, I appreciate
it. How about that? I'm an F1 fan. Now go fuck yourself.
All right, well, you can go ahead and go back and give us all the listens in the world.
I had a chance at that, and I threw it all away.
Shit.
We're going to lose. That's okay.
Anyways, continue with other shit.
Although we got back into this game, to be fair.
We did. All right, so we did come back. All right, so the thing we really want to talk about, obviously, is the NCAA tournament, which is down to the Final Four, which is Michigan State taking on Texas Tech, and on the other side of the bracket, Virginia taking on Auburn, which is exactly who everybody had picked, right?
Did you pick any of those teams?
No, not a single one.
All right, I have picked Michigan State to win there. Actually, I did really good in that region. I only missed one game in that whole region. I fucked up.
I think I had every single team in the Elite Eight I had all my Final Four in the Elite Eight, which means literally every single thing had to go wrong for me for not
and
a single team to reach. And it certainly did.
And I did better than you in the bracket challenge.
Well,
if you had any teams win, then you probably would have done better.
I knew Tech was really good on the defensive side. I had no idea they were that good. And I guess they just figured out how to play some. Oh, okay. That was scary.
Okay, that was scary.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know Tech was that good. I picked, in one bracket, I picked North Carolina, who disappointed me. And in the other bracket, I picked Houston, who also disappointed me.
Oof. Yeah, Houston, I expected to actually do better than Texas Tech, if I'm being honest.
I didn't expect Auburn to dominate.
The hell?
Like, they dominated all the elite competition after barely beating and they're winning their first game.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but did they not lose one of their mainstays too? Like, just earlier this weekend. Like one of their guys went down with an injury. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they still
and
came
doing
back.
Great.
And they still Maybe played really,
was,
really well.
He was bringing them down, apparently.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's crazy.
Well, sometimes you can unite around something like that, right?
What about you, Daryl?
Sort of like Carson Wentz, how whenever he goes out, everyone starts playing better because they're not being dragged down
by Carson Wentz.
By the human, by the human anchor, Carson Wentz. But that was really
Jesus Christ.
No. Daryl, how's your bracket?
I managed to get one team in the final four.
And you didn't pick them to win, right?
And I did not pick them to win. Okay. My original pick for the final was Purdue and Duke, who almost got it. Yeah. Almost. Well, you know what they say about almost. It makes you feel good.
It's bad. Okay, it's good. Good job, Corey.
I picked Michigan State to be in the final against Houston, I think. And then Michigan State's still in it, so it's okay.
I picked Purdue to be against Duke, I believe.
I'm surprised Duke lost.
I think America is surprised that Duke lost.
Yeah.
I was really surprised that North Carolina lost. I was like, well, fuck. Especially the way how badly they got beaten.
Oh, God. They got destroyed, dude.
Sad. But yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting Final Four Virginia's trying to make up for the fact that they lost to a 16 last year, I guess.
Well, last week we were talking about how, like, it was a tournament that didn't have a lot of the madness, right? Like, you didn't have those lower seeds really getting upsets. I think this kind of makes up for that by quite a bit.
Yeah, until, like, now when some threes and threes are popping through and a five made it to the Final Four. The only one seed is Virginia, right?
Yeah, well, Virginia is that the one it. Seed. And they are, don't forget, they are coming back from basically being the most embarrassing defeat of all of college basketball last year.
That was amazing.
The first and only time that a one seed has lost to a 16 seed.
Fucking great.
I was in Vegas for that.
If only you had bet on not Virginia.
I think the odds were that
bet would have been amazing.
I would have cleaned the fuck up, right? But it's you like, it? Oh no, I was holding back because I didn't know anyone else was here.
Yeah.
Oh, this is bad.
So,
you could have cleaned up with Virginia, not off of Virginia.
Man, I probably could have. Oh no.
Oh.
So my Elite Eight was pretty good. I made a few stupid gambles, which in hindsight, I don't even know what I was thinking. For some reason, I put Marquette getting into the Sweet 16.
Didn't even make it out of the 32.
Nope.
Or
that was actually
sorry.
The first
they lost their first game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the first upset that I picked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Nice job.
That's. I actually picked.
Yeah, I picked Marquette in that game. That was the first game that I didn't get right.
Get your head in the game, Connor.
But you know what? The thing about the tournament now is like, do you have it? Like, because a lot of people love to hate Duke, right? Or Kentucky.
Yeah.
Do you have a team that you're hating right now? Daryl, are you still here?
My cable was tangled. All right.
It's okay.
Like,
it's all right.
Oh, a team I hate?
Yeah, like, do you care? Four? Like, okay, let me put it to you. Yeah, let me put it more like that. Do you give a shit who wins now?
No.
I'm just rooting for Tech.
Yeah.
I mean, Tech because they're the Big 12?